hundreds of thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of winning hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of pounds on the football pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if you win, you lose.
We present Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper and Sharon Deuce, and featuring Bill Owen and Patsy Rowlands, with special guests Hugh Paddock, Tenny Levins, David Tate, and Vicky Ogden.
Annabelle, are you asleep? Are you awake? I'm going to be late for work if she doesn't tell me to get up soon. I suppose I could make the tea. No. Hate tea when I make it. I can never get it right. Ah, that'll get her moving. Yes? Yes? No. No. How about that, Annabelle? Phone as well as the doorbell. Any good? No. No good, Sam. Obviously too much cooking, Sherry, last night. Very little sleep. Reporters hanging around till all hours, trying to get the inside story on the bank clerk and father-to-be, who this week burnt a pool's cheque for over £300,000 to spite his greedy family. Little do they know. Ah, peace. Perfect peace. Talking about perfect pieces, what have we got here? Ah, an Annabelle. The Kraken wakes.
What time is it?
Eightish.
Something woke me up.
It was only the doorbell, the telephone, and the house next door falling down. Nothing special. Reporters are back outside, I think.
Oh, when are they going to give up and go away?
When they've got the full naked truth, I should imagine.
Good Lord, what on earth? There's something against the window.
A ladder? It must be the window cleaner. Fasten your top button.
I haven't got a window cleaner, remember?
Hello, hello. A blonde, bubbly head appears.
What on earth is she doing outside our bedroom window at this time in the morning?
A sort of peeping Tom in reverse, I should imagine.
Mr. Baker?
No, 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 I'm Mrs. Baker. The one in the nighties, Mr. Baker. he's got a little problem. We don't like to talk about it.
I'm from the Sunday Star. Hope you don't mind me intruding like this, but I couldn't get a reply from the doorbell. Thought I'd better check that you were both all right.
Oh, very subtle. She's only been a good Samaritan, really.
Words with you, Mr. Baker.
What about?
About what it felt like to be so rich for just a day, and why you did what you did.
Well, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
The inside story would fascinate our readers.
The naked truth, as it were.
Yes, that sort of thing.
Hang on, I'll come and open the window so you can hear me better.
Sam!
Oh dear. She appears to have fallen off the ladder. Into our rhododendron bush, would you believe?
How could you do such a thing, Sam?
Well, she did ask for the naked truth, dear, and it's... Well, it's not my fault I've run out of clean pyjamas.
Sam, it's driving me mad.
Ignore it. Eat your cornflakes.
We are under siege. There must be 20 of them out there.
They'll go away.
Why don't you just go and talk to them? Get it over with.
There's no point. They breed like flies. Get rid of this lot and you'd have another lot out there in no time flat.
But the noise is driving me mad.
Well, that is easily solved. Where's the pliers?
Kitchen drawer.
Right.
Sam?
I shan't be a second, dear. Telephone. Just sort the chimes out. There. How's that?
Well, it's marvellous. How'd you manage that?
Cut the wires. No more noise. The door knocker. I forgot about that. Where's the hammer? I'll go and get rid of it.
No. I've got a better idea. You just go off to the bank, and with any luck, they'll all follow you.
Actually, I was thinking of ringing and saying I was too ill to go in today.
3 days in a row, they'll start sending you get-well cards soon. But you've got to go in any case. Deposit the pool's cheque.
I can't deposit it there. Not when I'm a worker.
Sam, we've got to put it somewhere.
Why?
To spend some of it.
What on?
Oh, I don't know. We can't keep it in a top drawer forever.
Why not? It won't go off for ages.
Well, it would be nice to give some to the mums and dads for a start.
Well, whose mums and dads?
Our mums and dads.
Oh, those mums and dads. I'd completely forgotten Flash, Fred and company.
And mum.
No, I mustn't forget mother-in-law Rose, the mad mauler. Yes, you're right. It must be banked immediately. Now, all that remains to do is to get out of here without being spotted.
Sam! Back fence!
I am not going over the back fence.
Not you going over the back fence. What's coming through the back fence? Look through the window.
Well, I never. Is it a man? Is it a bird? No, it's that geriatric gigolo and alleged daddy of mine, the amazing, athletic Flash Fred.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Having to climb over his fence yet again. He does it to me on purpose. Not answering the door. Hundreds of reporters swarming around. I bet he hired them from an agency. Trying to impress the neighbours. I'll show him. There we are. Nearly over. Now breathe in, Fred. And look at your usual super smooth self. In case anyone's watching. Oh, damn. Damn. A trouser's caught on something. It's another nail. I've never known a fence with so many nails. I just unhook myself.
Well, there we are. I suppose that's about it for entertainment off Fred today. Better get our breakfast finished. Any more tea in the pot?
Help, Sam!
Hadn't you better go and get him down? He looks as though he's stuck.
Help!
No, no, let him go on hanging upside down for a bit. Blood rushing to his head should help to get his tired old follicles moving.
His what?
Follicles. The little holes in the head where the hair grows through. He'll have a new head of hair in no time at this rate.
Oh, go and get him down, Sam. He's going to do himself an injury.
Promise?
With those reporters out front, it's probably for the best. Think of the story. Paul's winning son hangs father upside down on nail on backyard fence.
Yeah, he could be right. I'll go and have a closer laugh. See if he needs any advice.
Sam, help. Help, Sam.
Good morning, Peter. Lovely day. Yes, what a lovely day. Birds, flowers, touch of sun. A real Percy thrower of a day.
Thank the Lord you've arrived. Get me down, Sam. My trousers is caught on a nail. I'm completely stuck.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? I thought you were just trying to get your follicles moving. I was just saying to Annabelle in the kitchen there, can you see her laughing through the window? I said to her, do you know, Fred's only frolicking to freshen up his follicles. And she said,
get me down.
No, you got it wrong. That's what you said.
Sam.
I knew there'd be a simple answer. I'll just pop in and tell her.
Get me down.
All right, Dad, all right. Now.
Be careful.
Now, your end up of it.
Wait, now, careful. Mind my...
Nearly got you.
Ooh.
Hey, that's it.
Ooh.
If you don't mind me saying so, Dad, your right leg is lovely and white and shapely.
Of course it is. I'm beautiful.
All right now, Fred?
Fine. No thanks to that husband of yours.
Cup of tea?
Don't encourage him.
No, thank you, Bet. I just popped in for me sample case. I left it here.
On purpose, so you could come back and damage our fence again, wasn't it?
Annabelle, would you kindly tell your husband and my ex-son that I am not talking to him ever again?
Fred's not talking to you, Sam, ever again.
Oh. Well, ask him why.
Sam? Said why, Fred?
Because he's a curmudgeonous.
You're a curmudgeonous.
Oh.
Wretched little rotter.
Wretched little rotter.
Oh.
And he makes an oily toe rag look pleasant.
And you make an oily toe rag look pleasant.
I don't understand that one.
Neither do I, but I don't think he's very nice, Sam.
Anything else?
Anything else, Fred?
That will do for the moment. Thank you, Annabelle.
That will do for the moment, Sam.
Thank you, dear. Will you tell Fred something from me?
Certainly. Off you go. Stand by, Fred. Message coming through.
Roger.
I think he is...
Sam thinks you are...
Bar none. The nicest dad in the whole world.
The nicest dad in the whole world. You what?
Furthermore... Go on, Annabelle.
Furthermore...
Everything he said about me was right.
Everything you said about him was right.
Even the bit I didn't understand.
Even the bit that...
I heard it, Annabelle. All right, come on, you out with it. What are you up to? You want me to do something, don't you?
Nothing could have been further from my thoughts, Father.
Out with it, you treacherous dude!
Fred!
Well, now, there was a little something you could perhaps help me with, Daddy.
I knew it! You nasty, contriving, cretinous curmudgeon, I knew it! Help you, never!
Well, Annabelle, has it worked?
Seems to have, yes. They're all following him up the road.
Thank the Lord for that.
It was very good of Fred to pretend to be you, considering the way you treated him.
He loves it! Centre of attraction. Anyway, he's not lying to them. He is, after all, Mr. Baker.
Did you hear the question? Tell me, Mr. Baker, do you always wear trousers with only one leg?
And I loved his reply. I occasionally like to watch the muscles ripple. Now, where's the cheque? Then I'll bunk into a bank, open an account, and get them to put some money parcels together for the family. Now, where is it?
I don't know. You had it last.
What do you mean I had it last? You had it last. You were drooling over it yesterday morning, remember?
True, but you had a peep at it last night to refresh your memory as to how much it was for, you remember?
True, but then you said you would put it somewhere safe, remember?
Yeah, true. But you then said you'd put it somewhere safer, grabbed it off me, and tried to push it down the front
no,
of
no,
my...
No, that is true, yes, true. And then you started to fight with me, and we had a long tussle, and I lost track of it, and it
and
went...
And I lost track of time.
And I lost track of time, and then...
And then, Under the sofa, would you think?
I should think it probably is, yes, by now. Ah, yes, a bit crumpled, but apart from that, fine. Right, you iron it while I pop to the bathroom.
Have you got time?
Well, I'm so late, they'll probably think I'm coming back from lunch.
They'll probably be pleased to see you.
I doubt it. Oh, why do they always put bathrooms upstairs these days? Much more sensible in the old days. End of the yard, out in the open, a bit of fresh air around your feet. Oh. Have a good loud sing-song to pass the time and nobody to complain. Oh, it was marvellous. Trying to find a complete story on one of those bits of paper stuck on a nail. Oh. Yes, it was much more civilised in the old days. Still... Must make the most of what we've got. Check the acoustics.
Figaro, Figaro, Figaro.
Yes, that's lovely, that. Isn't it a daft song, that? Fancy making a song about a Figaro. Hello? Shower curtain closed. I'll open that. Leave no hiding place unchecked before settling down to have a ponder, as Granny used to say.
Good God! Hello. This is Samuel Baker. I'm from the Daily Globe. I wondered if you'd be good enough to answer a few questions.
And who the hell are you? And what are you doing in my lavatory this time in the morning? Get out!
Oh, no, don't be cross. It's more than I could bear. I'm having a terrible day so far, and it's only just begun. If you're going to be tetchy on top of everything else, I'll just stamp my foot and scream, I promise you.
Well, don't stamp too hard, that's all. I don't think this floor's all that safe. Look, would you kindly explain how you managed to be in my bathroom at this time in the morning and what on earth you're doing here?
Certainly. You wouldn't mind if I sat down while I'm telling you, would I? My feet are killing me.
Oh, feel free. Go on. Just make yourself at home.
Oh, you're too kind, Mr. Baker. Oh, it's ever such a relief.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose that is one of the few seats available in here.
Love your wall tiles, by the way.
Oh, good.
Little cars and birds. Nice. Oh.
I'm really glad you like them. Yes.
What's that red one by the taps?
It's a Maserati.
Oh, super. That one over there?
That is a Mustang.
Oh, lovely. Well, here we all are. It was so friendly, isn't it? Sitting here chatting, sort of warm and cosy.
I don't believe this. I just don't believe this is happening. What on earth am I doing sitting here accepting this situation? Why haven't I kicked you out yet?
Oh, no, you're not going to be cross again, are you? Just when we're getting friendly, we mustn't spoil the moment. It's lovely.
Who are you?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. Cedric Simpson, Globe. All my friends called me Simmy, except when they're being tetchy, then they call me Cedric in a sort of haughty way. You can call me Simmy if you like, and I'll call you Sammy. Simmy and Sammy, see? Isn't that too super for words?
No, it is not too super for words. And no, you may not call me Sammy, and no, I will not call you Simmy. Mr. Baker is quite good enough, Mr. Simpson, for what is going to be a very short acquaintanceship indeed.
Oh, when you're being masterful, all your neck muscles go stiff and your eyes. Little red puffs of colour on your cheeks. That's marvellous.
That is enough. Out. Go on, off you go. Out of my... Enough is quite enough. Go on.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I've decided I'm not going to move.
But you've got to move. Look, get out, will you?
No. I have definitely decided I shall not move from this spot until you accept my apology for being here.
Apology?
Yes. It's absolutely unforgivable of me intruding like this. Invasion of privacy with a capital P. So, until you accept my apology, I stay.
I accept it. Go.
No, you're only saying that to get rid of me. You don't really mean it.
I do mean it. Now, go. Look, any minute now, my wife is going to come up those stairs out there looking for me. And though she is a very understanding lady and had to put up with a lot over the years, I do feel that spending all this time in the bathroom with a bloke called Simmy might be going too far even for her. So please go.
Oh, Sammy, you called me Simmy. Oh, I knew we'd be friends finally.
He said he wouldn't be long. Come on, Sam, chicks ready. Coming!
Mrs. Baker?
Yes?
I'm Peter, your postman.
Oh, no, you're not. Charlie's our postman.
Oh, you've met him as well, have you?
He sent us our very first begging letter, Charlie did.
Oh, yes, I know, he told me. Very embarrassed about it, he was, too. Especially after what your husband done for him since.
And what's Sam done for him since? Doesn't sound like him.
Oh, yeah. Changed his whole way of life, you know. Anyway, I'm his stand-in, like. Till he and his family get back from Bermuda, that is. And he asked me to pop in and thank your husband personal. Is he at home?
Well, he's upstairs at the moment.
Oh, good, I'll wait.
Well, he shouldn't be long. He's been up there for ages.
While we're waiting, I'll just give you this sack.
Shouldn't you just take our letters out and keep the sack for yourself?
Yeah? Oh, no, that's how it usually works, I admit. This time's a bit different, mind you. See, they're all to this address.
All of them?
Aye. There are loads more sacks at head office, too. They're going to send a van with them later on. But I said I'd like an excuse to call in and thank your husband on Charlie's behalf. So they let me bring this little one when I finish my round.
Little one, but it weighs a ton. Sam will be amazed to be getting so much mail. I suppose they're all begging letters.
Oh, no, no, they're not for your husband, Mrs. Baker. They're for you.
For me?
Yes.
Good Lord. So they are. There's not one for Sam. Oh, you're going to be very disappointed.
And then, of course, when I couldn't get a reply to the doorbell, I thought, gosh, what if something terrible's happened to these poor people? And then I saw the bathroom window open and the ladder by the shed. It seemed like fate was telling me to do something. It was almost a duty, really.
Yes, I suppose it would be.
So yeah. I just propped the ladder against the wall, popped up into the bathroom quick as a flash, and then I heard voices in the distance. Mutter, mutter, mumble, mumble. So I went back quick as a flash to the bathroom window.
Well, a lot of flashing going on under this morning, wasn't there?
And would you believe it, that blonde bitch from the Sunday Star was carrying off my ladder to the front of the house, waving her stubby little fingers Churchillian through the rooms.
Oh, yes, I met her. Left ever so quickly.
Then, of course, I couldn't get out. I pondered and pondered.
Well, it's just the place for it, really.
And then I just plucked up my courage to sneak downstairs when I heard someone coming.
That was me, I suppose.
Oh, no, 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 it was much earlier. So I leapt on the shower tray, closed the curtains.
Hang on. Mm. The only other person who came in here earlier was...
Exactly.
Her morning bath.
See my problem? I mean, what could I do? I couldn't very well pop out and say, good morning, madam, I'm from your local newspaper. Good.
You mean you actually stood in the shower cabin while Annabelle...
Afraid so.
Well, that is so unfair. Even I've never been in the bathroom with her. I've been married to her for 3 years.
You're not missing much. She's got a terrible singing voice.
Sam, come down here quick. Something amazing's happened.
Annabelle, come up here quick. Something even more amazing has happened up here.
There's someone down here to see you.
There is someone up here who's already seen you.
Peter, the postman.
No, not him, somebody else.
No, he's here at the door.
Oh, bring him up. We'll have a party.
Oh, no, she's not really coming up, is she? I couldn't look her in the face.
You've managed to look pretty much everywhere else, haven't you? Might as well check the face out as well.
Oh, no, 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 I didn't look. Rude. You might not think it to look at me, but beneath this hard veneer, I am a gentleman.
Sam, who have you got in there?
It's all right, dear. Just a gentleman caller. Ah, there you are, darling. Where's the postman?
He's downstairs. Did you really mean him to come up?
Of course I meant it. Peter?
Yes, Mr. Baker?
Come upstairs. Someone I want you to meet.
Oh, very good, Mr. Baker. On my way.
Someone? Good Lord.
Annabel, I'd like you to meet Cedric Simpson of the Globe. Cedric, Annabel Baker.
How do you do?
How do you do? Absolutely charmed to meet you.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
He's Mr. Baker here. Oh, there you are. I've a message for you from Charlie.
Oh, nice. Come in, come in. Close the door. Annabel, you've met. This is Cedric Simpson, a peeping Tom from the local newspaper.
Oh, Samuel Baker, that was uncalled
for. No. Meet Peter the Post, friend of Charlie, the postman, who occasionally does a bit of writing himself, as it happens, begging letters mostly.
Oh, no, he's so ashamed of that now. How do you do? Pleasure to meet you, Mr.
Call me Simmy, everyone else does. Pleasure to meet you, Peter.
And to meet you, Simmy.
Sit down, Peter, your feet must be killing you.
Oh, very good, Mr. Baker, I'll do that.
You can call me Sam in the bathroom, Peter.
Oh, right, Sam it is then.
Sam, what on earth's going on?
I don't know, you started it. It was you who called out to me excited, remember?
That's true, Annabel. I heard you call out as clear as anything. We were just sitting here, cosy, quietly chatting about things.
Oh, what exhibitions we've been seeing lately, things like that, you know. Now, go on, Budge up a bit, Cedric. Make some room for Annabelle.
Oh, sorry. There we are. Lots of room.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. We're all friends together. Right, everybody comfy? Who's going to start?
Me. Sam, I've got something fantastic to tell you.
I've got something rather surprising to tell you as well, Sam.
And I think I've got something to top both your stories.
Oh, no, no, you mustn't tell. Not while I'm here. I shall go absolutely puce, damn it.
What on earth?
Right, well, it's Peter first, then. Now, what's your story, Peter?
Oh, isn't this marvellous fun? It's just like the Canterbury Tales.
Oh, this will be a nice surprise for them. My calling in unexpectedly. Sam will make one of his little jokes, pretending I'm not welcome. Naughty devil. That daughter of mine doesn't know how lucky she is. He's a lovely, lovely boy. Oh, funny. Doorbell not working. Better knock. Oh, not locked. Strange. Oh, thank goodness it's morning. Be a bit creepy otherwise. Sam! Annabelle! Good Lord. What has been going on? Bits of envelopes scattered round. Letters everywhere, all addressed to Annabelle. Annabelle! Sam! Are you there? The chimes! The wires have been cut! That's why they didn't work.
And there's no
Charlie
in here.
That's not Sam or Annabelle.
What an amazing story.
Neither's that. They're being kidnapped or robbed or held to ransom or something. Oh, poor Sam. He's not strong enough to cope with violence.
No.
Oh, that was Annabelle. I'm going to call the police. The telephone wires have been cut. Oh, Sam, Annabelle, help. Murder, please.
Peter, I think that is really fantastic. You mean, since I gave Charlie that lucky sixpence a few days ago, he's won how much?
Over £2,000 on the horses and dogs and £50 on the premium bond.
Incredible.
Well, not that incredible, Sam. After all, it was blessed by the Piskies on our holiday in Cornwall last year.
Yeah, true. And drunk or sober, those Piskies certainly not their business.
I swear by my St. Christopher.
Oh.
Patron saint of travellers.
That's the one. Belonged to my granddad. And gave it to me on his deathbed.
On his deathbed, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, how sad.
Old age, was it, Simmy?
No, accident. Terrible accident. Knocked down by a bus.
On his deathbed?
Yes. Well, actually, it didn't start off as his deathbed. It started off as his bed. Then the bus from the main road came careering through the sidewall of the house. Then it became his deathbed.
Yes, I suppose it would have, yes.
Lovely sense of humour, mind, even to the end. Just turned over and said to Granny, I'd watch out if I was you, love. It's taken 80 years for this bus to arrive. So any second now, there'll be dozens of them pouring through that wall.
You were actually there at the time. It's amazing you didn't get hurt.
Oh, no, I wasn't in the bedroom, no. I was on the bus.
Officer, you must help me.
Certainly, madam. Where would you like directing to?
Not directions, kidnapping.
Oh, I'm afraid we don't do that sort of thing, madam. It's not allowed.
Not me. My daughter and my son-in-law, my lovely, lovely son-in-law.
What?
House up there, so the door pushed open and the wires cut. Doorbell and telephone. Strange voices upstairs, letters scattered everywhere.
Oh, sounds serious. Investigation is obviously called for. Would you like to lead the way, madam?
Oh, yes, quickly.
Right.
Rose!
Oh, it's Fred. Come quickly, Fred. Something awful's happened.
Well, it most certainly has, madam. The man's only wearing half a pair of trousers.
Rose, my little flower. So nice to see.
Oh, there's no time for that, Fred. Annabelle and Sam are in danger.
What? I'll come with you.
Oh, good. That's useful. I won't have to waste time discussing your half-indecent exposure now. We can talk about it on the way.
Half indecent exposure?
Oh, not half. Oh, Fred, you have got lovely muscles in your right leg.
Oh.
You mean sackfuls of letters?
Yes, sackfuls.
Got another van load coming round the office, as it happens.
And all to me. Example. Dear Mrs. Baker, I can't bear to see you suffer because of your husband's foolishness in burning the pool's cheque. Please accept enclosed small contribution. It isn't much, but buy something to cheer yourself up. They've all got money in them, Sam. All of them. The
there's a fortune around.
And more to follow in the van, I should imagine.
Oh, God, get rid of one problem and you're showered with another.
Oh, I love it. What a scoop. I can see the headlines now. Beastly husband's action makes wife millionaire. Today I sat on a toilet seat with the luckiest housewife in Britain.
Don't you dare.
He really has got away with words, hasn't he?
Just be grateful he's not writing about earlier on, Annabelle, when he stood hidden in the shower while you were having your bath.
It what?
Oh, purely accidental, I promise you. By the way, while we're on the subject, I love that little birthmark in the middle of your back.
You said you didn't look, you little peeper.
Purely accidental. Shower curtain swished open a bit.
Open up in the name of the law.
That was amazing. Who said that?
Wasn't me.
Not me. I'm
my lips are sealed.
That is incredible. We have a secret ventriloquist among us.
This is my last warning. I'll count to three and then me and my men will charge.
Oh, there could be a story there.
One.
Well, there's only one answer.
What's that?
Two.
You're nearest the door, Peter.
I am indeed, Sam.
Stand by to open it, will you?
Three.
Wait for it, wait for it. Now.
Charge!
Oh,
I've done me back in. Oh.
Will you get off my head?
Oh, hello, Dad.
Oh, I hereby arrest everyone in this bathroom.
Oh, Sam, you're safe.
Hey, Mom, you're crushing Peter.
Oh, you're under arrest. You're all under arrest.
Oh. Well, now we've got that sorted out and all seven of us are sitting comfortably, I think we should have one more try, agreed? Annabelle?
Yes.
Fred?
Aye.
Rose?
Yes.
Cedric?
Yes.
Peter?
Yes.
Derek?
Yes.
Good, all agreed. Right. One, two, three.
By the light of the silvery moon.
You've been listening to Give or Take by Wally K. Daly, starring David Roper as Sam and Sharon Deuce as Annabelle, with Bill Owen as Fred and Patsy Rowland as Rose. Also this week, Hugh Paddock featured as Cedric, Tanya Levins as Peter the Postman, David Tate as the Policeman, and Vicky Ogden as the Lady Reporter. The theme music was written by Jim Parker, and the program was produced by John Fawcett Wilson.
Thousands of people dream hundreds of thousands of dreams of getting their hands on a share of the hundreds of thousands they think that you've won on the pools. The fools, don't they know you can't win? 'Cause if they know, you lose. Hundreds of thousands of people,
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 hundreds of thousands of
hundreds of thousands.